Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present The Criminal Lawyer, a novel, written by Thomas Bonino and read by Dan Triandaflo.
The loneliest moment in someone's life is when they are watching their whole world fall apart and all they can do is stare blankly. F. Scott Fitzgerald. It was the perfect day and the perfect place. He parked his green, sun-bleached van on the shoulder alongside the dune. Standing beside the tall mound of sand speckled with beach grass, he had yet to see or hear another car pass on the road behind him. Amid a warm and oddly soothing June wind, he turned to face north and the bay, a mirror of tranquility. The faint hum of a crossing motorboat was testament to the resolute serenity of this beautiful day. He took a long, deep breath, looked up at the sky, and smiled. A resplendent sun shone beside a lone white cloud, and as far as his eyes could see, he was alone, but for the man sitting high on the dune, staring blankly at the ocean. Arms outstretched for balance, he buried each Wolverine boot in the sand as he climbed. Once on top, he surveyed the beach from one end to the other. It was late afternoon. The crowd had thinned, soaking up what remained of the sun. A few leather-skinned seniors lay face up on their recliners. Two teenagers threw a frisbee. Others played volleyball. Parents gathered together blankets, towels, and chairs while struggling to corral their small children into leaving. In an hour or two, this quarter-mile stretch between the dune and the ocean would be nearly desolate. But come morning, it would begin to populate as ever once again, because the beach is winsome and seductive and therapeutic. There is no cause for worry and fear in the pure and uncomplicated world of sun, wind, and water. As he pivoted and stepped back down, only the fleeting movement of a shadow marked his presence to the man who remained sitting on the dune and seemed to pay him no mind. Walking quickly past his van, he looked both ways before crossing the two-lane roadway aptly named Ocean Parkway. After 20 precise steps and in the marsh up to his knees, he paused to study the small stretch of wetland where the stalks spread thin, then disappeared into the encroaching bay. Turning around again toward the ocean, he looked up and across in an attempt to decipher the precise distance between the parkway lamps and the limits of their cones of light in the dead of night. This would be his last visit, his only visit, in the bold brightness of day. One last breath, one last taste and smell of the salty air, and he would be gone, never to return in the light, but more certain than he had ever been. This area, so close, yet so secluded, was, bar none, the perfect place to leave the bodies.